Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Tyson Prout, Tim Boone, Victoria.
When I was in high school, I met a girl by the name of Sarah. We shared a common problem: bullies. Throughout primary, she was called fat, even though she wasn't, and this continued on into high school. Then there was me. When I was in primary school, the other children didn't want to be friends with me, afraid that they'd catch the large birthmark my mother had across her face. I didn't have a lot of friends before Sarah. We stuck together. Every day. I would try to help her. Stand up for her. To let her know that someone cared for her. Because she never had that growing up. Neither did I. I guess we were both just happy we had a friend. What worried me most was that every so often, she would take a couple of days off because she got so upset about how the other girls had treated her. And one day, she didn't show up. But I thought she would be back the next day. Or the next. But she wasn't. I never read the newspaper. I couldn't read very well. So I went to her house after school, and the door was answered by a very emotional father. I asked if I could see her, and if she was okay, because I was really worried about her. There was silence, and then he said the words that have haunted me ever since. She's gone. After we both sat and cried for a very long time, her father told me that she had left something for me. It was a note. On that note it said, "Please tell Tyson I love him. Tell him I love him for being my one true friend." My life has never been the same since that horrible week. I fall apart every time I hear of a suicide incident. 6 years it's been since it happened, and it still kills me to think about it. But now I've finally started talking about it. I'm trying to get people to understand the devastating effects of bullying and how terrifying it can be. This is why I hope to someday become part of an anti-bullying campaign to help others understand that it can end as badly as this. It's a horrible, horrible thing to live with, and I want to help others so that they don't have to go through this like I have.
Haywire.